We'll talk to him. Everybody else, tune in then. Thanks for being here. Clay and Buck, over and out.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
You don't just vote in November, you vote every single month with the money you spend and the companies you spend it with. Consider your cell phone provider and the bill you're paying each month. Your money supports the candidates and issues that they donate to. Leftist politicians pushing leftist agendas.
But there's a solution, Pure Talk. Get your cell phone service from Pure Talk. They use the exact same towers, the exact same 5G network as one of those companies, but with the peace of mind, you're supporting a veteran-run business with employees all here in the U.S. Just a couple of reasons we're proud customers.
And this is one lower monthly bill you can be proud to pay. It may likely be half of what your current cell phone bill is. The average family on a plan saves over $800 a year.
So from your cell phone, dial #250, say Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Pure Talk.
Simply smarter wireless. That's Pure Talk.
Jerry and Larry's Family Auto Shop needed a small business loan fast so they could hire more help. Jerry suggested OnDeck.com, but instead, Larry called...
Loan Cannon! Launch the cash! Oh, yeah!
Oh, no. Oh, right in the fender!
Stop! Loan Cannon! Why?!
There's a better way to get a fast small business loan. OnDeck, the online lender that makes it easy to apply in minutes and, if approved, get your loan as soon as the same day. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As America's largest online small business lender, OnDeck has funded over $14 billion to businesses like yours so you can borrow with confidence and get your loan fast. Go to OnDeck.com. Your loan is on deck. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC. Limited eligibility for same-day funding. OnDeck does not lend in every state. All loans subject to lender approval.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The U.S. and Russia meeting for talks amid tensions linked to the Ukraine. More from Bernie Bennett.
Senior U.S. and Russian officials have formally launched special talks on strategic stability as part of a flurry of diplomatic activity in Europe this week aimed at diffusing tensions over a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov led a delegation arriving by Swiss police escort at the U.S. diplomatic mission in Geneva for the latest round of face-to-face talks with Wendy Sherman, the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, and her team. The meeting is part of strategic security dialogue talks launched by Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin during a June summit in the Swiss city. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, the investigation continues after that deadly fire ripped through a Bronx apartment building Sunday morning, leaving at least 17 dead, including 9 children, according to city officials. Correspondent Julie Walker.
Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro says the blaze broke out in a duplex apartment on floors 2 and 3. The door was left open. The fire and smoke quickly spread through the entire 19-story building.
Members found victims on every floor in stairways, and we're taking them out in cardiac and respiratory arrest.
He says 32 people went to the hospital in critical condition.
Officials now indicating that a faulty space heater started that fire. Robert Durst, the wealthy New York real estate heir who had been under suspicion for decades after the disappearance and deaths of those around him before he was convicted of killing his best friend and sentenced to life in prison, has died. He was 78. The pandemic beginning to recede as the top priority in the minds of Americans, increasingly overshadowed by concerns about the economy and personal finances, according to a new poll from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The Dow off 234 points, the NASDAQ off 105. More at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated. Both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. The Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMZQ Newsflash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. It was a familiar scene at Sam Boyd Stadium. Lines of cars causing traffic delays at Nevadans braved hours of long waits to get their COVID-19 test at Southern Nevada's largest test site. Local health officials moved the site from UNLV to hopefully allow easier access and shorter wait times. The Boyd Stadium testing location will be open now Sunday through Thursday evenings from 5:30 p.m. until 10:30. The Southern Nevada Health District has announced the opening of two more COVID-19 test sites. The appointment-only locations at Texas Station and Fiesta Henderson will be open for 3 weeks. The Texas Station site opens Wednesday afternoon at 3. It'll be open from noon to 8 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Fiesta Henderson will start testing Saturday afternoon at 3 and will operate from noon to 8 Saturday through Wednesday. Appointments can be made at ineedacovid19test.com. ineedacovid19test.com is the website if you'd like to get some more information on that.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, I just checked NDOT, and I'm looking at the traffic cameras right now, and things look pretty good on the area freeways. No delays or restrictions on the 1595 or the 215, but those lane restrictions continue downtown on the 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. as long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday, January 10th, the day after the Raiders made it to the playoffs. Ooh la la. Everybody feels just a little bit better. I do. I know that. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Joining us as he does every Monday, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He joins us. Raider Nation, happy today. How about you?
Well, it's certainly an exciting time for the Raiders, and I'm personally a Dallas Cowboys fan, and I don't think we have won a playoff game. Maybe we've won one playoff game since, like, 1996.
Wow.
I'm expecting disappointment and disillusionment, but hopefully the Raiders do well.
You know what's interesting, though? It seems as if these team sports, and maybe nobody knew that other than, like, UNLV and that kind of thing, but that people just come together, and it's weird when you go to like to some of the sports bars here, and you'll see a flaming liberal sitting next to a conservative sitting, and it's like it's like Noah's Ark. It's like two of each kind, but that's what seems to happen with sports. It brings us all together. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, if everything is politics, it's going to be a miserable country, even if your side happens to be the winning side for the moment. I mean, it's very important to have these things that can bring people together. Sports is obviously, a great one, a great thing for people to talk about and to enjoy together and to remember that there is much more to life than politics, and having those types of things in life and keeping them away from politics is a good thing.
Victor, you and I don't talk much sports, and a lot of it, I suspect, is because you're not a huge sports fan. But more than that, though, when you look at what's going on in sports, a lot of it's a lot of it's not real fun. There's just a lot of stuff in sports that just sucks. Let me just ask you, though, as far as the Raiders are concerned, a lot of people didn't like the idea of spending $750 million in public funding to build that stadium. You think some of them have changed their mind?
Well, I mean, probably not. I certainly was one of those people who wasn't a big fan of the taxpayer subsidy, but, one of the things in life is, you lose some and you move on. So we have the stadium. It's beautiful, and I hope the Raiders do really well, and we might as well enjoy the football team being here, enjoy the fact that we've got a hometown, two hometown teams now, and that's a good thing. You know, even if you weren't a fan of the stadium, you can appreciate, I think, the fact that it's nice to have a team here. It is nice to have a team here, and I don't think you have to feel any disconnect between enjoying the team, even if you didn't want to subsidize the stadium.
Good way to put it. Victor Jakes joining us, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, three-time-a-week columnist. I know that a lot of people are concerned. The numbers are up, talking about the COVID numbers. Do you believe the doctors, do you believe the scientists right now?
Well, I guess it depends on which scientists, which doctors are talking, because, I think one of the things we've seen over the past, maybe 3 weeks especially, is there's been kind of a big disconnect from the COVID hawks. They're now saying things like, we have to learn to live with the virus, and no matter what, let's keep the kids in school, and you know, maybe Omicron isn't you know, the end of the world. And even the, you know, the CDC coming out today and or over the weekend and saying, you know, 75% of the people who passed away with COVID had at least four comorbidities. I mean, it's like, it's incredible. All these things that were conspiracy theories, quote unquote, you know, a year ago, are becoming the new conventional wisdom.
Well, it's interesting. The story keeps changing. The bar keeps being raised. The goalposts keep being moved. I think I've used all the analogies I can think of. But I'm just curious when we are going to know that we have either A, beaten Omicron, or Omicron has beaten us. Because I know people are getting. I know somebody, a friend of mine, is being tested right now, and fears that she may have. Omicron.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I think the mindset that has to change is this idea that your fear level of getting the virus should be. I think the fear level, people's fear level for when they get the virus is too high if they're vaccinated. I mean, if you're vaccinated, it's not very risky. It may be uncomfortable for a couple days. It may be annoying to, you know, isolate for a little bit, but your terms of your risk of death is just not that high. Now, look, if you're 90 years old and you've got a couple of comorbidities, then yes, it's very concerning. But, you know, most people are simply not in that situation. And I think it's time to just, as a society collectively, from the health officials, just come out and acknowledge what's happening, which is that, you know, if you are generally healthy, if you're vaccinated, it is a background risk of life. It doesn't mean there's no risk, but just like you get in the car and you drive to work, or you drive to the sports bar, or you drive to church, you know, and you take the risk of a car accident, we can live our lives taking the risk of encountering the coronavirus, knowing that, you know, our chances of serious bad health outcomes aren't very great once you've been vaccinated.
Do you do things, does your family do things that are an adjustment? And I don't just mean masks, but just staying away from places where there are lots of people, things like that. Have you had to change your life much?
We did about 6 weeks of lockdown, and I wouldn't say after that we've been completely back to normal. But, I mean, for probably 18 months, it's been basically as normal as it can be given all the other circumstances. So if you are under 20, your risk is basically zero. I mean, I'm more worried about my kids drowning in my pool in the backyard, and I have a pool fence. I mean, it is just not a worry to the kids. You look at the stats for, you know, people in my wife and I's age group, and it's not significant. And, you know, Delta is obviously a little bit worse, and that was, you know, the reason I decided to get vaccinated. My wife's been vaccinated, and now I really have no worries because, I mean, I think the vaccines work. And, you know, it's just so funny. It's like you're trying to convince people to get the vaccines, and at the same time you're saying, but if you're vaccinated, like, stay inside and don't talk to anyone. It's like, what a mixed message. I mean, the point of having a life-saving vaccine is that your life, and if you get the virus, if you're AOC and you go party maskless in Miami and then you get the virus, it's not a big deal, and that's a good thing.
My question is, though, are people dying of Omicron?
I mean, there are people who have died, I assume, but I mean, just the risk level is much, much less than the Delta variant. You know, the joke for like the first 4 weeks after Omicron came out is that, you know, Alec Baldwin killed more people than the Omicron variant.
Is it too early for that or not? I don't know. Good point, though.
Anyway, but it's just the risk level is much lower, and that's what we've seen all across the country, is just that, you know, people who are getting Omicron, who are having to go to the hospital, you know, it's not as serious as before. There's not as many people on oxygen. Yes, there is some risk. That's the thing. Life is full of some risk, but we are able to manage and deal with it. You know, we take precautions. We put seatbelts on in the car. We don't drive 125 down the freeway. We take precautions, but we accept the fact that you die getting in your car, but we don't stop living our lives, which is what too many people have done responding to the coronavirus.
So tell me why everybody is so afraid of hospitalizations and, you know, we're going to have to call out the National Guard, all of this stuff that I keep seeing on cable news. It's like they're trying to scare us.
Well, they are. They are certainly trying to scare you. And I wouldn't, you know, say there's no challenges, but a lot of those challenges, I think, are staffing related, where, you know, you've got nurses who can earn a lot of money as traveling nurses, you know, going to different hot spots. You've got these, you know, quarantine rules where if you test positive, even if you're asymptomatic, you know, you're out for, you know, it was 10 days and now it's 5 days because the CDC basically said, you know, if we do 10 days, the country's just going to shut down. And so I think those are some of the problems. You know, obviously, big problem, lots of factors, but those I think are some of the larger factors. And obviously, Omicron is super transmissible, and so if you've got, you know, a lot more people being infected, even if your risk is lower, you know, that's, you're going to have some infections there.
More coming up with Victor Jenks, three-time a week columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll get to more from him, and also a little bit later on, we'll get the medical perspective from Dr. Robin Titus. She is a family physician and assemblywoman in District 38 and a candidate for the state senate in District 17. We'll get a chance to visit with her. We'll talk to her about the science of all of this with somebody that knows the science. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low-T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victor Jake staying with us to the bottom of the hour. By the way, at the bottom of the hour, Karen Harned is the executive director of National Federation of Independent Business. They were one of the plaintiffs in this suit against the federal government and the Biden vaccine mandates and the mask mandates and all of the mandates that are out there. We'll see how she thinks her side did in the oral arguments last week. We'll do that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Victor, let me ask you, your column this week I thought was really interesting in that you took a look at presidential vacations, and it seemed as if you were trying to defend the presidents. True or false?
True, absolutely true. I mean, every time, you know, this is kind of a bipartisan thing where the president, you know, leaves the White House, they go on vacation, and the other opposing party, you know, steps up to take pot shots at him, basically. And I just think it's misguided for a couple of reasons. You know, one is that, you know, people do need a break. You know, I think everyone knows the feeling of coming back more refreshed and ready to work after you've had a little bit of time away. And I think that would go for presidents, too. You know, and then this idea that the president is ever really off, I think, is a little misguided. I mean, you're still the president. You can't just, you know, say I'm clocking out for the next 2 days. I mean, if something serious is happening, you're still responsible. You know, and I mean, specifically with Joe Biden, you know, the more time he spends away, if he was really not working, I would be a big fan of that. I don't think he's doing a very good job. So I think Republicans should be cheering for him to stay at Delaware and not work. You know, if someone's not doing a very good job, not working can be an improvement.
Ain't that the truth? My question is, the vice president has come under fire. She had 7 or 8 staffers that bolted from the administration within a year of taking office. Is this of concern? Should this be concerning to all of us that the vice president is kind of unhinged at times?
Yeah, I don't think it's a real concern to the country. I think it's a big concern to the Democrat Party. You know, I think the vice presidency was famously once described as being equivalent to a warm bucket of spit in terms of the worth of the office, and I think that's certainly the case. And basically, unless the president dies, it doesn't matter who the vice president is. You know, I know we like to pretend that, you know, the vice president has some big role, and, you know, having Joe Biden there for Barack Obama was so important for foreign policy decisions, but I just don't think it's the case. Now, for Democrats, is it a big deal? I mean, yes, absolutely, because, you know, Kamala Harris is supposed to be the heir apparent. Biden, you know, has struggled at times with just looking his age, and it's a hard job to look your age at when you're 78, 79. And so I think there was a huge portion of the Democrat Party that wanted Kamala to be the heir apparent, wanted her to run in 2024. And, you know, basically her personal popularity is so low that she's making Joe Biden look good and making it seem much more plausible that they're going to trot Joe out again, wheel him out there again in 2024 just because they don't have anyone else. And so if I'm a Democrat, I'm very concerned because she was supposed to be the next nominee. As an American citizen, I'm not worried.
Big story late last week. SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States,